Modern idolatry in a digital age. In the ancient world, idolatry was straightforward. It was a golden calf forged in the desert, a statue of Baal perched on a hill, a carved figure prayed to for rain or victory. The sin was clear: giving to a created thing the worship that belongs solely to the Creator. For the modern Christian, it's tempting to read those Old Testament accounts with a sense of superiority. We would never bow before a statue of metal or wood. Our sanctuaries are clean, our theology sound. Yet the human heart, wired for worship, desperate for something to anchor its hope, has not changed. The prophet's cry echoes through the centuries, just as relevant now as it was then. My people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed out cisterns for themselves, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Jeremiah 2:13. The idols have simply traded their guilt for a more sophisticated veneer. They are digital, financial, and social, but their function remains identical. They demand our ultimate devotion and promise a salvation they can never deliver. What makes an idol? The heart of the matter. From a Christian perspective, an idol is not merely a primitive statue. It is anything that takes the place of God in our lives. It is any person, concept, possession, or pursuit that becomes the central focus of our identity, security, significance, and happiness. The first commandment, "You shall have no other gods before me," Exodus 23, is not a demand for exclusive religious affiliation, but for exclusive worship and trust. An idol is what we daydream about, what we fear losing most, and where we instinctively turn for comfort. When a good thing becomes a god thing, it becomes an idol. The pantheon of the 21st century. Our modern world has erected a new pantheon, and we are often unwitting worshippers at its altars. The idol of self. This is perhaps the chief deity of our age. Its mantra is self-fulfillment, self-expression, and self-actualization. Its worship involves curating our personal brand, prioritizing our feelings above all else, and living as the autonomous author of our own truth. The gospel, in stark contrast, calls us to die to self and find our true life in Christ, Galatians 2:20. The idol of self tells us to follow your heart, while scripture warns that the heart is deceitful above all things, Jeremiah 17:9. The idol of addiction. This is one of the most visceral and enslaving forms of idolatry. Whether it's pornography, substance abuse, compulsive shopping, or even extreme thrill-seeking, addiction functions as a false savior. We turn to it for comfort, escape, numbness, or a fleeting high, making it a functional god that we serve with our bodies, minds, and time. It promises relief and pleasure, but delivers only shame, isolation, and bondage. The Apostle Paul describes this perfectly. "I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing." Romans 7:18-19. The object of addiction becomes a cruel master that usurps God's role as our source of comfort and strength. The idol of success and achievement. Our value is often measured by our title, our salary, the size of our home, or the prestige of our accomplishments. We sacrifice our health, our families, and our Sabbath rest on the altar of more. We worship the God of productivity, seeking validation not from our identity in Christ, but from our output and accolades. This idol promises significance but delivers only burnout and the anxiety of never being enough. The idol of romance and relationships. We are sold a cultural myth that a soulmate will complete us, solve our deepest insecurities, and provide everlasting happiness. This places an impossible burden on another fallen human being and makes a relationship an object of worship. It distorts the beautiful gift of love into a false savior, replacing the only one who can truly satisfy the longing of the human soul. The idol of technology and connectivity. Our smartphones are modern-day pocket idols. We look to them for validation, likes, shares, comments, escape from discomfort, and a constant stream of novelty. We fear being offline, missing out, or being disconnected. This constant digital connection can starve our connection to God, replacing quiet prayer with endless scrolling, seeking a kingdom of content rather than the kingdom of God. The idol of ideology. Whether political, social, or economic, we can elevate a human system or cause to an ultimate salvific level. We look to it to create a perfect world, to right all wrongs, and to provide a coherent framework for life. While justice and wisdom are biblical mandates, Any ideology that demands absolute allegiance and promises a utopia apart from Christ has become an idol. Breaking the idols, returning to the true God, recognizing our idols is the first, convicting step. The solution is not simply to try harder to stop worshiping them. A vacuum in the human heart will always be filled. The only way to dethrone a false god is to enthrone the true one. Cultivate awareness and honesty. We must prayerfully examine our lives. What do I fear? What do I daydream about? Where do I spend my time and money? The answers often reveal our functional gods. Invite the Holy Spirit to search your heart. Psalm 139, 23-24. Reorient through worship. We displace lies with truth. Regular intentional worship, through prayer, scripture reading, singing, and fellowship, recalibrates our hearts. It reminds us of God's true character, His sovereignty, goodness, and all sufficiency. We worship our way out of idolatry. Embrace contentment in Christ. The antidote to the idol of more is learning the secret of being content in any situation through Christ who strengthens us. Philippians 4, 11-13. Our significance is not earned. It is received as a gift through grace. Put technology in its place. Designate tech-free times and spaces. Use social media intentionally, not passively. Choose to engage in real-world relationships and hobbies that reflect God's creativity. Seek freedom in community. This is especially crucial for idols of addiction. We were not meant to fight our battles alone. Honest confession, biblical accountability, and professional Christian counseling are God-given means of grace to break the chains of addictive idolatry. James 5:16. The ancient struggle is still our own, but the hope remains unchanged. Our hearts are idol factories, but they are also fields where the Holy Spirit plants truth. The God of the Bible is not a distant deity demanding obeisance. He is a loving Father who invites us to exchange our broken, leaky cisterns for the boundless, life-giving fountain of living water that is Himself. In the end, our battle against modern idolatry is simply the journey of turning from everything that promises life and returning to the only one who is life itself.